This is John Daly, and you are listening to the Daily News Minute on KillRadio.org. August 23rd, 2007. Bush invokes Vietnam to argue against U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq. President Bush warned Wednesday that a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq would lead to a mass bloodshed similar to what happened in Southeast Asia after the Vietnam War. He urged critics of the current war to learn something from history and resist the allure of retreat. Shady doings behind 9/11 demolition work. The company that was hired to demolish the Deutsche Bank building at 130 Liberty Street, Ground Zero, where two firefighters died last Sunday, appeared to have never done work like this before and haven't done much work since 1983. War resistor Camilo Mejia elected to chair Iraq Veterans Against the War. Members of the Iraq Veterans Against the War voted this week to launch a campaign encouraging U.S. troops to refuse to fight. To underscore the point, the group elected Sergeant Camilo Mejia to chair its board of directors. Mejia is the first U.S. combat veteran to publicly refuse to deploy to Iraq. He is author of a new book about his experience, The Road from Armandi, The Private Rebellion of Camilo Mejia. U.S. panel set September 19th hearing on lead-tainted toys. Washington. A U.S. congressional committee has demanded information from Mattel, Inc., Target Corp., and 17 other companies that recalled lead-tainted children's products made in China this year, the panel said on Thursday.
This has been John Daly reporting for the Daily News Minute on KillRadio.org.